You're listening to the weekly podcast of The Dave and Danger Show, brought to you by www.itsstillrealtome.com and www.davewillswrestling.com. And now, here are your hosts, Dave Wills and the living icon, Mark Danger. And Dave and Danger Show returns again. Finally, been a long time. A lonely, 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 long time. Hey, Dave Wills joined, as always, by the living icon, Mark Danger. Doing a little radio show here on the internet. I thank you, four or five people who are listening out there. We always appreciate you. I want to give a couple of shout outs real quick. Thank you, Art. Be sure to visit Shock and Hyperbole, his little website blog type deal. It's great source for MMA and wrestling news and information and opinion. Be sure to visit Art Shimko. He's awesome. As always, visit DragonKingWrestling.com. Carl Stern and Rick Gillespie, I love you, man. I understand Carl is more or less getting out of Dragon King and going to other ventures, but at least Mr. Alvarez is going to keep it around, so that's kind of a good thing. So it's always good to have a little Dragon King around, for sure. Art's webpage, Shock and Hyperbole, is linked on the Dragon King site. I also want to holler at Rick Gillespie, CanvasChronicle.com. Be sure to check Rick out. He's also linked there. And want to give a shout-out to Will. And anybody else who I've left off, we've been like, you know, had like 16 years since we had the last show. So we're going to join, do it now. Let's see here. I want to give a shout out, of course, to my good buddy DJ Powerlord over there at Wrestling Informer Weekly. Wrestling Informer Weekly. Get it? Got it? Good. Okay. You can go to www.wrestlingradionetwork.com. They got listed as Wrestling Informer, which is their era, but it's Wrestling Informer Weekly. Make sure you tune in and listen. They got an interview today with Chick Donovan on there. Chick Donovan talks about how he was born. His birthday was March 7th in 47. Now, he did not specify whether that March 7th in 47 was A.D. or B.C. or whatever. We know it wasn't 1947 because he's Chick Donovan. He's like, you know, read the Bible. He's mentioned it two or three times. And as we all know, the good old Chickster, a legend in his own mind, or own right. What can you say, man? You know, God, he's been around since anything. When God said, let there be light, Chick Donovan, turn it on. So, being with that, like I said, WrestlingRadioNetwork.com. Look for Wrestling Informer. You will click on that, and you can hear his interview. I occasionally show up on the program when I'm not working. I have a new job now, which should facilitate me being able to be on here, since I don't get to run down there to the job I used to be at every weekend and do extra work and make my boss look good. So now I have to make myself look good, and I'm getting, you know, tons more cash. I enjoy what I'm doing now. I spend a lot of time on the road, but being happy. And enough of nonsensical bullcrap. We go to the Lidicon, Mark Danger.
What's up, Senor David Wills? I am back from Mexico.
Yes,
I was. I was in Mexico. That's why we hadn't done the podcast. Well.
That's not why we haven't done the podcast.
I don't know why you haven't. I've been in Mexico.
We're doing laundry again tonight. That's why we're doing the podcast.
I've been in Mexico.
You've been wrestling in
a AAA promotion by a promoter named El Negro Hernandez.
El Negro Hernandez?
Yes, he's a famous promoter.
Antonio Pena.
It's like how Vince McMahon runs WWE. He doesn't run Deep South. Similarities. Okay.
No. Number one, whoever you said, Hernandez, whatever, he didn't run AAA. Antonio Pena, who recently passed away, ran AAA.
Oh, I was at that funeral, and it was so somber.
You were at the funeral of Antonio Pena.
It was a beautiful funeral. I mean, all us luchadors were sitting there. We all had our little mask on. And there was a main event. They had a wrestling match.
The luchadors had their
match. All of us luchadors had one farewell wrestling match for our lovely former promoter.
Really?
Yes, we did. We had a great match.
Well, and what happened?
I ended up beating the Latin Love Machine in a casket match.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I know. I'm glad I didn't have to go in there.
Go away. What? Number one, Antonio Pena did pass, so we wish condolences to his friends and family and everything. What'd you think?
For a Spanish version of the Dave and Danger Show, hit the sap button on your keyboard.
If you're looking for a sap button, you're definitely a sap for damn sure. Yeah, the sap button. El show did even danger the come solo por Univision.
Yeah, the translators are the people from the WWE, the Spanish.
Carlos Cabrera and Hugo Savinovich. Hugo Savinovich looks like he like ate Kamala. God, he's huge. So, no, seriously. Death is not something to make fun of. We are sorry about the death of Antonio Pena. Would you like to say anything to the family of Antonio Pena or anything?
Send more tacos?
Danger!
Create more better wrestling storylines than what's on TV now?
Okay. Do you even watch AAA? No, you don't.
I watch Triple X.
AAA has all kind of wacky wrestlers and... They have stuff like, Wolfman and Charlie Manson and Wrestling Transvestites.
Like how WWE's got the Highlanders and got Crime Time. Bunch of goofy characters.
Did you... You may have a foot. Did you say anything to Antonio Pena's wife?
I just want to know if she was ready to get it in sack.
Really? Well, considering that Antonio Pena was homosexual, that answers a lot of questions about the living icon, Mark Danger.
Woo!
So you're coming out in the program today?
No.
Okay. You're saying the closet then, my friend. No, Antonio Pena was well known for his drug wild parties and his homosexuality. Who's not in the closet?
Chris Canyon.
No, Canyon's not in the closet. What do you want to say?
I want to know something.
Okay.
If Chris Kane's having sex with his guy, and he has an orgasm, does he scream, "Who's better in Canyon?"
What the hell kind of question is that? Only you would want to know. I could be less than disinterested about it. I got to
make. But you would want to know what the answer would be. Would he actually say?
No,
that?
I do not care what the answer would be. I don't want to know what anyone does when they're having sex.
It's like Chick Donovan. Chick Donovan invented wrestling. He taught all the wrestlers.
Why did Chick Donovan teach the wrestlers, and how do you think he invented wrestling?
I mean, I don't know. He, like, fell on a burlap sack or something.
He probably did.
Or he was wrestled with a monkey or goat or whatever they had back then, back in the days.
Man, never mind. You want to say anything else about Chick Donovan before we go on? Get it out of your system.
Let's see. Chick Donovan's old. He'll never die like Keith Richards of Rolling Stones. They've both been around about the same period of time. One question I do want to ask Chick Donovan is if he's related to Strong Thurmond. I mean, they got to be somewhat brothers. I mean, dating back from the Civil War, back into slavery, back to the JFK assassination.
Strom Thurmond was the Hitler. The Civil War. Strom Thurmond didn't do anything with Hitler. Okay, we're not saying anything, lawyers. We're not saying that Chick Donovan.
We're not saying anything bad. We're just saying the time frame.
We're not saying Chick Donovan is an anti-Semite or a racist. Danger's just saying that he's older than God. So. And yes, his opinion, regardless of how bad it is and how disgusting, is protected by the United States Constitution and freedom of speech until the FCC regulates the internet. Then it's probably not protected. So, Michael Powell, okay. I don't even know if he's to run the FCC.
Michael Powell?
Let's go ahead and get to some wrestling. We're not going to start talking politics.
I saw some great wrestling shows.
You saw some great wrestling
shows. They put some of these independents to shame.
Where did you see great wrestling shows at?
In my dreams. No.
In your dreams.
No. My dreams came true. I actually saw decent wrestling, and the matches weren't long. The only downside is if you could have understood the storylines at the beginning.
Well, damn it, talk about it. Why don't you? If you saw so much good wrestling, don't leave everybody.
It is out. Deep South wrestling.
Yeah, we have been going to a little Deep South wrestling.
MVP
here and there.
MVP looked good. The next big deal, Dan Pewter looked good.
Time out. Daniel Pewter wasn't at the damn building. Dan Rodimer, now known as Rodimer. Daniel Pewter, the next.
He's got a big ass Hummer. Let me tell you that.
He's got a big ass Hummer?
Yes.
The opinions of Dave and Danger are the opinions of Dave and Danger. And
by
Danger,
for some reason, every time I saw the homeless lady there, I got a question about
that.
The
homeless lady. Okay, the homeless lady, they're having a gimmick. Where Freakin' Deacon is being hit on by some bag lady who runs into the building during his matches or anything. It's, like, stupid, but they do it anyways.
I'm surprised I've never thought of that.
And we don't complain because, I mean, you know, Nigel's there. And with Nigel being there, it's great. So, you know.
I mean, what more can you ask for? Nigel and MVP. All in one night.
Well, the thing about it is, see, people don't like MVP now because he's been given that god-awful gimmick of Stalin. He's now running around looking like a Power Ranger. He's
the blue Power Ranger.
He is the blue Power Ranger. He's not getting to use his talent like he should, and it's just more crap.
Why can't he
WWE.
Be the red Power Ranger? Or the yellow
one? I figure you were wrestling as one of those Power Rangers or something in one of your imaginary matches.
No, but I do remember the Ninja Turtle in the USWA. Or not in USWA, but
Cowabunga the Karate Turtle, that's correct.
And who was Cowabunga?
Who was Cowabunga? Do you
it
know?
It was that short little goofy referee guy.
No, it was not.
I thought that was Brian Hildebrandt.
No, Brian Hildebrandt wrestled, I believe, as the Karate Turtle on some independent shows.
He was a good referee.
He was a very good referee, but the one you're thinking about in USWA was Mr. Chris Ashford Smith. Crash Champion, one half of the new breed. And also, Yoshi Kwan in WCW. So there's your little history lesson for today. Not you listeners, you obviously know history because you're listening to this. Because God knows we're not talking about wrestling.
And the wish this show was history.
Yeah, this show should be history and everything. Do you know much about history?
I know a little bit about it. I loved history in school.
Kicked out of the lift through all the history.
I mean, to me, history is the best part when I was going to school, when I didn't drop out. I mean, the best part going to school was history because, to me, it was always story time.
It is story time. Like I said, history. You know, that's one good thing, though, when you get right down to it.
I wonder if Chick Donovan nailed Eve.
He nailed
him. I wonder if that's
how. You know, he might have invented history. There wasn't any history
around. I wonder if that's how the threesomes came invented.
What? I don't want
Adam and Chick Donovan and Eve.
Do not make references to biblical characters.
I bet you that porn tape's on the internet somewhere.
I don't think they had videotape back then, Danger.
And. You know how? Oh yeah, and another discussion.
I don't want to talk about any hieroglyphics. I don't want to talk about parchment.
Okay, we're
talking. It's not in the back of the Ten Commandments.
Okay,
don't even go there.
No. Okay, we're talking about WWE.
And okay, WWE.
Here recently, they let talents go. They said they let these people go.
Okay.
For sorts. They have yet to say God's been released out of his contract. Now, the question is, I have yet to see him in Deep South.
No, he's not he didn't fill the wellness policy.
But is he in OVW?
Is God in OVW?
Yes.
Is Cornette booking? No. That means no, he's probably not. I don't believe me. The WWE is a God-forsaken place, and God forsake them, well, for a while now.
What else?
Is God in OVW? While we were gone...
Can I get props to the Luchadors?
While we were gone, we did get to see Cornette in Wrestle Birmingham, and he was awesome. Well, I got to see Cornette. I let him know and held up a big sign that says, if Russo's the answer, it's a damn stupid question, which it is. I also held up a sign in front of Mr. Jeff Jarrett that let him know, real heat, Cornette and the Midnight Express. Go away, Heat, Jeff Jarrett. I love Jeff Jarrett back in 87, 88, 89, 90, and don't like the new incarnation. He's turning face tomorrow night or the next day or sometime after he wrestles Sting. So it won't matter. Just not impressed. Cornette did enjoy my signs. I did post one or two of them on the website. Let's see here. He also liked the one about rest in peace, WCW. Rest in peace, Ring of Glory. Rest in peace, CD Warehouse. Do you see a damn pattern here? That right there, if stuff Vince Russo puts his hands on, turns to
face. What was it like seeing Vince Russo face to face?
Turn
to,
I don't want to talk about it. I had to work that damn show with him on Rocket
Show. It was a great show. I had fun in that show.
It was a good show, but I stayed far away from Mr. Russo. I didn't deal with Vince Russo any.
Do you know what my favorite moment of that whole night
what
was?
What was your favorite moment of the whole
night? Meet one of my favorite wrestlers of all time.
Who is that?
Dickie Guess.
I don't know. Which one of your favorite wrestlers?
Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker.
Danger. Okay, going back.
I almost cried. Because it was just...
God knows, don't get your camera on you, man. You're whatever that shit on the internet.
I mean, he was a great wrestler.
Buddy Lee Parker was a great wrestler.
He was great. And it's just... I loved watching him putting the other younger guys and people who couldn't work over. I mean,
he did. Buddy Lee Parker was a great talent.
He made hard body Bobby Walker look good. But still,
Hard Body Harrison or hard work Bobby Walker? Which one are you talking about?
The one who sued, got money.
That's both.
Open up a brothel and is now probably serving time.
The opinions of the living icon are the opinions of the living icon. Go away. Okay, just to let you know, for those who don't know, back in, they did a benefit for the American Cancer Society at the Masquerade, which I was a part of and got to do a little ring announcing there.
And this was for lung cancer, and people were smoking inside the building, which
yes, I know. There's always a dumbass somewhere around. Yeah, it was a benefit for lung cancer, and they were smoking cigarettes there. But they had Lita there and her band, the Luchagores. And
great
it was pretty
band.
Cool.
She was kind of nervous, but it was great. I loved it.
The Monopoly Man, my buddy John, put it on, so I was real pleased. He invited
He's got a
to
kick-ass
us.
House.
He does have a great house. Invite us over for pay-per-view. I got to give him a call back. I've got my phone changed out by Radio Shack Man over here, so I still got to put in all my numbers. But, John, if you're listening, hey, man, I still think the world of you, buddy. But, yeah, we did. They did that, and it was a really good show. I enjoyed it regardless. They had some matches. They had
some
autographs.
What do you think about, we saw old friends like Steve Prazak.
Yeah, we saw Steve Prazak, who
and
was
David,
a great American.
And David just got like, oh, shit, it's Ron Reese.
You know, you have to go out and learn something wherever you go. And at Rockin' Shock, the benefit, I have learned something very important. That is, Ron Reese is a very, very big man. His head is bigger than my Dodge Neon. He is huge.
And Ron Reese told Scott Norton in Japan about the crying wrestling fan.
The big Ron stud. I tell you, I don't care what anyone thinks of Ron Reese. Big Ron stud. The giant ninja, the Yeti. It doesn't matter. Ron Studd is awesome. I got to meet Luther Biggs. He was awesome.
I like Ron because he was talking about like...
He was Reese.
He was talking to us, myself, David, and Steve Prazak, and he was telling some Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker stories. And he talked about how this car broke down and, well, Ron had nothing to do, so he made him do crunches out the middle side of the expressway. And he's talking about how he was feared and everybody was scared of him. And the whole time, Buddy Lee Parker was standing behind him, just sitting there just shaking his head and laughing.
That is, Ron Studd is a great, great man, along with Luther Biggs. I don't care who your favorites are, they are mine. If you don't like him, go out and find you another favorite.
I saw the grandma there.
Grandma who?
Lex Luger.
What? Don't call Lex. Leave Lex Luger alone.
I'm glad he's clean, but he should have stayed away from the kryptonite a long time ago.
But hold on. Leave
good.
Lex Luger. Lex Luger was recently quoted in the newspaper about talking about the dangers of meth, and he's been on trendy broadcasts and said he's given his life to Christ, so he's straightened his act up. Let me tell you something. Regardless of what you think about religion or anything, I'm glad for anything that helps him straighten up, and I wish him the best. And he's always been super cool to me, so I can't say too much bad about him personally.
The best of all, Raven's got an autographed picture from Raven, and he signed it as to the Marietta Ninja. And he actually remembered who the hell the Marionette Ninja was.
Danger has been a Raven mark for, well, ever since he was Scotty the Body, Scotty Flamingo, whatever.
And Sean O'Hare.
Okay, we'll get to that. We're jumping around worse than Stream of Consciousness audio.
And the unheard okay, well, Freeman.
Time!
Steve
damn
Miller.
It, damn it. Damn it. Damn it. Time. Okay. We got a gun back. Danger got to see Raven, and Raven signed, gave him an autograph picture and put it over, so that was great. What else here? What else are we talking about? The Freeburg, Steve Miller. Corporal Kirshner ain't dead. Don't report it.
But his career is.
You heard it on this show. Steve
Maybe
Miller.
He's making
Steve
a
Miller was not a free bird. Listen, if you read on the internet, hold off for a minute.
Oh, speaking of
the best bet, well, even what Meltzer writes, I'll wait for it to come in the Observer a few weeks later. Generally, he finds more information. He throws a little more information in there, so we get to find out a little more information. Don't believe stuff that's on the internet until a couple of days, generally. Also,
speaking
yes,
of Freebird, Ray Gordy, I like him.
Ray Gordy, yeah.
Deep South.
You know, if this is too fast for your ears, you gotta listen a little quicker, because Danger's trying to fit in like the entire last 17
well, like
shows
said, like
we should have done.
I've been in
Damn
Mexico.
It, quit interrupting! What the hell's wrong with you? We hadn't done like a show for like 17 years, so he's trying to like add 15 years. You can talk about Ray Gordy later. Quit acting like the sheik, you dumbass. Okay. All right, there you go. Now you've distracted me. I forgot what I'm talking about. I'm imitating the sheik. You look at the hey, you look at punk, you look at the hex.
See, that would be great to have.
Hold it. Time.
I know what I'm going to buy you for Christmas. A chic hand puppet.
We were going to... None of us was... No,
with
okay,
very
wait a minute.
Pipe.
What were we talking... his opinions are his opinions, not mine. I'm not going to get sued.
And he wouldn't want my opinions.
No, I don't want your opinions. What was it we were talking about before that I was
Ray
talking
Gordy,
about...
Freebird.
Before that. Steve Miller wasn't a Freebird. Okay, we were talking about Corporal Kirshner ain't dead. Okay, there we go. This is pathetic. We're having to recap our own show because we forgot what we were doing and lost track. You host if anybody's...
It's a David Dangerfield
if anybody's fan of David Dangerfield. If anybody's complained about this, you come over here and you host the damn audio update with this guy, and he'll make you lose your time, too. It's a lot easier done than said.
I thought you said... You're going to say you lost
okay,
your...
Okay, what I was going to say is... All right.
Lost mine.
You lost your erection. If you have an erection, you've answered a lot of questions about yourself today. You may not have came out of the closet, but you definitely came out of a side room.
Never
somewhere.
Take the blue pill when you think it's a sinus pill.
Go away. Okay.
Quote to Mark Danger, nevermore.
Corporal Kirshner's not dead. Danger's still a Raven mark. What else here? Oh, Joey Maggs is dead. We'll talk about that, too. Danger loves
person.
Ray Gordy. Okay, Danger. Joey Maggs did pass away. Speaking about Joey Maggs, I know you met him.
I met him once. He did an independent show in Douglasville, Georgia, mm-hmm. where everybody bailed on former promoter Sammy Kent, the late Sammy Kent, at Deer Lake mm-hmm. Music Park. Great guy, all around, real nice. Looking for a best of DVD for him to come out. I mean... He was like
who
a
is
going to?
I don't have a best of DVD of Joey Maggs. Somebody make one. If you're listening and making DVDs.
Somebody might. I wouldn't mind having a best of Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker.
Danger wants the best of State Patrol and Joey Maggs. We're not doing payola, but it's not like we're not, you know.
I also like the best of High Voltage, but still.
Okay. We just got back from Hooters. We're taping this like a Sunday morning. Like at 1:38 a.m., and we went to Hooters to get some wings, all right?
The menu's changed.
The menus have changed. The menu also is like colorful and not the normal drab brown color and got pictures. So that right there is a sin in itself because the Hooters I remember didn't have that. Furthermore, not only did we get that to deal with...
But they still had the Jackaroo barbecue sauce.
They did have the Jackaroo barbecue sauce, which Danger Head gives the Jackaroo barbecue sauce his hardcore seal of approval for sure. Our waitress didn't put my buffalo shrimp order in to go for my wife until right before I got done, so I had to wait 5 more minutes than what I wanted to. Now, the reason why we're bringing up Hooters, which is not germane to anything, is because it actually is. for like a whole year that Danger and I would go in there, we would see someone employed in wrestling. We went in there like two or three times. Boom. There's high voltage. There's high voltage in there.
I took a leak next to Kenny Kay.
You took a leak next to Kenny Kay.
Yeah, it was in your journal. He looked up. He goes, "What's up, brother?"
What's up, brother? Dangerous went from talking about how we talked about coming out of the closet earlier. Now Dangerous talking about urinating next to a man. If you want to question, is Danger gay or not gay, feel free to email me at congadave@yahoo.com. We'll take a poll on this.
Do you know what type of bathroom urinals we need here in America?
What kind of
We need the women's mouth bathroom urinals. They actually have, there's a guy in, I want to say it's in Great Britain. His business got one, and people are having outrage by it. I would love to have one.
A women's urinal?
No, it's not a women's urinal. It's a men's urinal, but it's a woman's mouth shape. So you're...
Let me get this straight.
I saw it on CNN.com. WSBTV.com. I saw it
Hold on. So they have a urinal out there.
And they show the picture. That's
shaped like a woman's mouth.
Yeah, picture the Mick Jagger.
I thought you were talking about... Okay, I thought you were talking about... Like, be in mind, we don't practice this show. I'm hearing this the first time, too. Okay, it's shaped like a woman's mouth, and people walk up and take a whiz in it.
Yes.
I don't know. It's on WSB TV.
Yes.
Friends and neighbors, this is what news has come to. WSB is Channel 2 here. Obviously, they don't have enough news to report. Okay. That totally threw me off. All right. But he's talking about urinating next to people and all. But, yeah, we did.
We
saw Mark Henry there. Mark Henry actually autographed a copy of Pro Wrestling Torch and was really cool and mentioned quite a few things Way Color got wrong. But it was like 10 years ago. I don't remember what they were. But Mick Foley mentioned some things, too. Not that I'm dissing Way Color. I still subscribe to Torch. Only because Bruce Mitchell's there. I like Bruce Mitchell. I like Caldwell. I don't mind Keller and everything. It's just some of the audio updates, you know. It's bad when you come across, you know, too much. I know a lot, but I don't, you know, I'm not...
Any wrestling on TV?
Yeah, we'll get back to that in a minute. But, you know, not that I'm dissing PW Torch. Subscribe to your PW Torch. Subscribe to F4W. Subscribe to Observer. Get the print copy, too, like I do. You know, enjoy whatever sheets you like, you know. But, you know, it's just, we always run into some wrestlers there, so that was kind of really cool and all. So, but yeah, it's different when they change the menu and change the print menu, and I don't know. We've went 28 minutes and hadn't discussed, well, we've discussed a lot more than we normally do, but that don't mean it's any good there.
I need to send a special shout out.
What do you want to send a special shout out? Who do you want to send a special shout out to?
To Billy Danger.
My God, you fool. We took...
I had fun.
Hold it. I'm going to explain this to the people listening wherever they're at. We took the dangerous one, myself and my wife. We all took mine and Crystal's little nephew, Billy, to Deep South Wrestling this week.
He's four years old.
Billy loves wrestling. He loves to watch SmackDown. He wants to be Undertaker for Halloween. Loves it. All right. We go in there. Ted Guinness, who is the announcer that pretty much warms up the crowd, announces it's Billy's birthday. Billy gets a hand. Everybody loves it. The matches start. Billy starts crying. He wants to leave. I missed an hour plus of the show because he was terrified at loud noise and loud music and stuff. So that was interesting enough. But Billy finally did decide he'd come back in there, and I had to cover his ears every time Ted talked, which I give Ted a hard time about and told him, "Hey, Billy only wants me to cover his ears when you talk." But Billy came back in there and eventually enjoyed it and enjoyed seeing the rest of the matches. Getting back to that, Danger was helping watch Billy. Billy started doing the Randy Orton pose. Danger was asking him
the Danger pose.
Well, yeah, he asked him to do the Randy Orton pose, and then he eventually talked the child into yelling "Danger!" after that. And Billy made that his new fun thing to do. So, mind you, if you think about letting someone babysit and are thinking about calling Danger, having him watch children or something is like putting Mark Foley over the congressional pages.
I mean, it was great. I mean, Crystal said that she was laughing because he drank like 3 cans of caffeine, of Coke, of Sprite, and I tell him, like, okay, hey, now, take a sip, tend it spinach, and be like Popeye, go beat up Bluto. Okay. So David is trying to sit and talk to a wrestler, or talk to somebody.
I was talking to Will and Augusta. I was talking to Will and Augusta, who actually met, and Will's like, hey, Dave, I'm trying to talk to somebody. I'm trying to talk to him. I'm trying to talk to Ray Gordy. And Danger's up there after providing this child with Sprite after Sprite.
Well, y'all bought it for him.
I did, yes, because we had some disposable income. You didn't. But what happened was, he's telling this kid to go up here and do, and you know, run around and like beat me up, and he's like pushing me in the stomach. So my own nephew is like causing problems. Hold it. So while this is going on, of course, I'm not going to totally discourage this behavior, because we're about to head back for an hour to go see to go back home. So it's in Billy's best interest. Oh, Crystal, the way she got him in to go back in the building after I couldn't do anything for an hour is tell him if he didn't go back in, he couldn't see our cats when he come back home. He wanted to pet our cats. But getting back to what it was.
And the second thing
I wanted the child to go in. I wanted the child to go in there and run around in circles in the parking lot till he saw God. That way it would be a quiet trip back. Oh, no. He ran around like a little banshee.
And I told him, I was like, now drink this and pretend you're Vince McMahon and go beat up your employees. And he goes, beats up David.
Danger once again did that. He told
him. He got hit in the crotch a couple of times.
Yes, he did. Thanks to Danger doing that. Danger will be left somewhere on the side of the road one day whenever I really get legit pissed over that.
But you did like the last one, though. I told Billy, you say, take a step and run and go give David a hug. He sees Billy running with his arms flailing. David's like, oh, God, here it comes. And he hugs Dave and goes, I love you.
Yes, he is. Billy is a fine young man. We love our nephew very much.
Even Nugs got a kick out of seeing Billy do the night. Him doing the Mark Danger pose.
Kay Faye, you're not supposed to admit you know Nigel. No, that's fine.
He was trying to hook me up with the homeless lady.
He wasn't trying to hook you up with anybody.
Trying to get some nasty booty.
But you don't need help getting nasty booty. You can get nasty booty.
It was great. Crusty during booty. The show was happening, she was pushing her cart outside collecting cans.
That's right. That's an angle that they're doing that I don't understand why.
The limousine of love.
The limousine of love. I don't... More crap from... you can tell there's a little WWE in all of us. Oh, let me tell you about the Danger. Okay, if you don't believe that he's like this 24/7, which I'm enjoying watching, by the way. If you don't believe he's like this, we're going to Hooters, okay? Danger looks at Dobbins Air Force Base, which is close to my house. He says, brother, can I ask you a question? And what question did you ask me?
I tell him, say, if we was to pull in the parking lot into the drive area where the guardsmen are fine U.S. troops, guardsmen standing out there with M16 rifles, if I was to run up there with a towel on my head, throw a boot bag at him, with, say nothing in it, but maybe something, make it look full, scream praises to almost Osama bin Laden, and
praise be to Allah or something.
And Allah, do you think I would have got shot?
Dangerous asked me today, he think he would get shot on the way back to the car. I immediately informed this man that if he did run out there with the book bag,
just imagine
and doing that, I would be gone before he came back. He better be. It's like the Flair and Arn turn that they had at Center Stage.
2:00 in the morning, CNN breaking news.
It's like the Flair and the Arn promo. Woo! Arn, you better be getting a taxi because you're not going on the little me. The moment I let him out would be the last moment you would ever see him riding in my car again. Danger, you're not a great American, and you should be ashamed of yourself. But yeah, that would get you into quite a bit of trouble. I can honestly say that, and it's distasteful anyways to do that. So what else?
We can videotape and put it on the internet.
God, we try to stay away from that. Also, Danger called me up the other day, explaining to me how wrestling is like porn, and was explaining how finishes were and what was the money shot and stuff. Now, I really didn't find that interesting because I didn't hear that. I mistakenly thought he said was going to tell me how wrestling was like corn, which I was very interested in for some reason. So I made that his assignment. He is now to explain how wrestling is like corn, because I'm sure wrestling being like porn has been done before.
Okay.
Danger, tell me how wrestling is like corn.
Okay, corn is sometimes green like wrestlers.
That's right.
Corn's got that little funky little hair thing like Carlito.
You're talking about the, I don't know what that thing's called.
The corn stalking thing.
Yeah, the corn, the stalk, yeah.
I mean, it looks like Carlito's hair.
Some days, I suppose.
You can, when you open up corn, it's like you flip it on a channel, see the opening match, it could be rotten.
Yeah, that's true. Some corn on the stalk is pretty bad.
And it could be like Maria, good with butter on it.
With butter on it?
Yeah.
You are a sexually perverse man. I don't want to discuss anything with you. It would just wind up work. What else here? Corn also, our bodies don't have the enzymes to digest it. So, like half the WWE storylines, I can't digest them, so I guess it's pretty similar to corn. Any other similarities with corn? It's green.
It's rotten.
Sometimes it can be rotten. It's on a stalk. It's in a field. It's fertilized with dung, with crap, and that's a lot of what Vince McMahon fertilizes his program with.
Mm-hmm.
What else? There's tons of reasons why wrestling's like corn. We're not going to discuss why wrestling's like porn, because Danger's already told me enough stuff today that terrify me anyhow, because I thought he was coming out of the closet for a minute there. And
I can tell you another. Reason why corn's like wrestling.
Why is wrestling like corn?
It's Vince's favorite, his pet's favorite food. A cock-a-doodle-doo!
That's just pathetic. I'm so sick and tired of half that stuff.
Somebody say a cock-a-doodle-doo and Chris Kane is like, what? What? Who's better?
Now. Don't go dissing Chris Kane. Kane ain't done nothing to you. What? I don't think he does that. I like Kane. You know. Do you have anything else? Why don't I just let you run the rest of the show? You seem to be doing it just fine.
It's that time of year. People need to go get some type of monitored security devices because Santa Claus is about to come and break and enter in your house. Carry contraband to the Iron Sheik.
Whoa! Hold it! No Santa Claus! No Santa Claus yet! No!
That's a preview. Just wait. Christmas
issue. Yes. Danger and I will have our Christmas special, which is totally unwrestling related.
Which will have homeless kids sitting around the magic carpet and listen to us do why Santa Claus should go to jail.
Okay. My wife was sitting in the room one day, and Danger and I determined that Santa Claus had done some very bad things and should wind up. We just realized that he should go to jail.
And the scary thing was, we did a list. We came up with 127 accounts.
Wait a minute here. If you are a child, turn us off right now. We're going to go ahead and go into some of the reasons why Santa Claus should be put in jail. No, we won't. Better yet, kid, you can don't turn it off just yet. We'll save that for another update. But yeah, for the David Danger Christmas special, if you're off, not Radio Shacking or not in Mexico, which he wasn't in Mexico, he was at Radio Shack.
And just handed to me by the mysterious.
No one handed it to you.
We got a special band that's gonna be performing.
What's that?
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
No one handed you a thing. You picked some paper off my desk.
Well, they don't know that.
Let me tell you right now. No, better yet, we're not going to discuss Santa Claus. But yes, I have proof that Santa Claus is a bigger criminal than any member of Crime Time. He's worse. He's worse than Hulk Hogan. He's worse than Michael Jackson. He's worse than Michael Jordan. We'll go into Santa Claus later. Okay, not today. That's your hook for later in the next week, year, whatever. But what I was going to say is,
I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here's my devil, here's my stout.
That's not what I was gonna say. You're a dumbass. What the hell?
Oh, McDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
We're not going to talk about Crime Time. We're not going to talk about Jimmy Wang Yang.
I love Jimmy Wang Yang.
Tell us about Jimmy Wang
Yang.
He
is awesome. He is a cool... I'm proud to be a redneck. He's made me proud.
No one should be proud to be a redneck.
I don't drink beer. I drink liquor. I love NASCAR.
When have you drank liquor? I've never seen you drink any liquor.
I drink liquor, buddy.
When have you drank liquor?
I drank
liquor, buddy. Boy, usually that. Keep in mind, Danger was hanging out with Antonio Pena's wife, so... like I said, email Dave, congadave@yahoo.com, and let me know if Danger's gay or not. Danger doesn't know, so we'll depend on you to tell him. Now, what was that again? Now, so you drink liquor and stuff like that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm proud to be a Southern boy. I'm proud to be a redneck.
Okay, now who is the bigger redneck, Jimmy Wang Yang or Dusty Rhodes?
Probably Dusty Rhodes, because he's big and fat and he's got saggy titties.
Keep in mind, once again, Danger just now commented on the American Dream's breast. congadave@yahoo.com. Let me know if the dangerous one might
live an alternative lifestyle. Got a question for you, Mr.
Light live an alternative lifestyle.
I got a question for you, Mr. Crime Wrestling Fan.
You have a question for me. What question do you have?
Who would you rather not see topless? Dusty Rhodes or Chick Donovan?
I don't want to talk about either one of them. Before we go, we got a few things.
Wait a minute. This just
that one just handed you. Give me back
Chick
my
Donovan,
paper.
Chick Donovan, original Chippendale dancer.
Chick Donovan, original Chippendale dancer. Danger, you also were not happy tonight because Sean O'Hare lost a Butterbean.
I know. It's just...
This is your MMA portion. We actually added a little bit to it because everybody else is having to, even though I don't follow it.
I mean, it's just... I mean, that fight was really thrown together.
You hadn't seen the damn fight.
No, seriously. No, it was thrown together because Butterbean's original opponent, his visa did not go through.
His visa didn't go through?
No, so...
For everything else, there's MasterCard.
So he got stuck in Australia. So,
what do you think about Sean O'Hare?
He was a great person who never got pushed. I mean, I would rather see him in Evolution instead of Randy Orton. I liked him better than Randy Orton.
Of course.
Again, I think everybody likes him better than Randy Orton.
Of course, we're not telling anything you don't already know. Remember those vignettes? Those were great.
Also, I hear that Randy Orton and Kid Cash are going to be a tag team in TNA coming up. Guess what the tag team name is?
I'll buy it. What is the tag team name going to be?
You're just asking for it, aren't you?
I know I shouldn't have, but...
Dudes with really bad attitudes.
Only if Francine could help manage him. Who is also gone, but she is not dead. What do you think about WWE posting Corporal Kirstner's dead and he's not?
I thought it was funny. They actually put
it. You thought it was funny that they posted someone was dead?
I mean, some person, he wasn't a Hulk Hogan. I mean, honestly. Did they put one of his Eddie Guerrero's best matches on WWE.com? No. They had to put his match with...
they've had matches before of Eddie Guerrero.
What was... No, not when he died.
Nikolai Volkov?
Nikolai Volkov from WrestleMania 2. They showed that match on there. And
what's
it's a tiring...
wrong with Corporal Kirstner? You didn't like Corporal Kirstner. You know, he could be a tag team partner in dudes with bad attitudes.
You know what I like? Hogan's Heroes. Hogan's Heroes are great.
Which is better, Hogan's Heroes or Hogan Knows Best?
Hogan's Heroes.
Have you seen Hogan Knows Best?
I've seen it.
It sucks. Believe me, how true.
Oh, speaking of something that sucks, something you will not hear, and thank God that we refuse to take the money for it, is that you will not hear a Shameless Marine promotion.
That's right. This is a marine-free zone. Sorry. WWE has shown me that commercial so much if I wanted to see the Marine, and I'm not negative towards Cena like Danger is, but if I wanted to see the show, I would not because I've been strangled by it.
That's why people hate Cena. They keep throwing it in your face.
What? Cena's not that bad, Danger. I don't think Cena's that bad, but no, we will have no Marine plugs on the show. We'll see how it does in straight-to-video sales or something.
Yep, it's like a Hulk Hogan's movie with a Three Ninjas kickback, something like that.
Hulk Hogan and Three Ninjas kickback. They live. Hell Comes to Frogtown.
And scary enough, Davis got that on DVD.
I don't have Hell Comes to Frogtown or They Live. I got Body Slam. It's got Barbarian in it. It's great.
I bet you got Mr. Nanny on DVD.
No, I don't have Mr. Nanny on DVD. Nuh-uh, not hardly. I might have No Holds Barred. I got to look close for that. But Stan Hansen was in No Holds Barred.
But he's also got Learning the Ropes.
Learning the Ropes wasn't as bad as you think. It was pretty rough, but it wasn't too bad. It had Ivan Koloff in there. Yeah. That's pretty good right there.
But, yeah, I got to give props for some of my new favorite wrestlers.
Who's it?
Biohazard, Sal.
Sal Renaro's awesome. Ace Rockwell's awesome.
Ace Rockwell.
Cross and Cruz are always awesome. Anybody else you want
to
put over?
Who I sat next to a couple Sundays ago for the pay-per-view. The big muscular.
Danger's putting over people he doesn't know their names. Only on the David Danger show. Dark Gable,
Dark
Cicero.
Gable, yeah, Cicero. I had a mind freeze. What's up?
Danger putting over people that he doesn't know their names to. We also want to put over Ron. Ron, who makes wrestling wear. He's got a little post on my MySpace, as a matter of fact. Also, we re-updated the website at istorotomy.com. Be sure to check it out. I had a few more pictures. Added some pictures of me with
China.
Not with China. Added pictures of me with
Elvira.
Not Elvira. With Ron Reese.
I would love to have
Ron
sex
Reese,
with Elvira.
And we're going to ignore your sexual comment about Elvira. With Ron Reese and Luther Biggs. I also got a few other pictures up there. Going to be having a thoughts section. If you have funny wrestling stories, if you're a fan and, like, have a funny story, like, you know, you like...
A heel was doing an interview, and somebody says, "I hate your guts," and lift up the shirt and show their tits.
No, you can email
Douglas,
that in.
I've seen that in Douglas. Okay,
if you have a story like Danger did, send that in to me at stories@itstillrotomy.com. We're going to be putting some of those on the website. We want to get people, if you've been in front row section D up there in North Carolina, or we're a heel fan group of the 80s like me and Danger, we used to do a little heel fan, you know, do a little heel fan stuff and everything and a little shtick.
Or got excited when you saw Steven Regal's penis on pay-per-view. Which that was a funny segment.
If you got excited by that, email Danger, not me. But like I
the whole thing, him fighting the catch-up mustard thing, that was funny.
We'll go back to that. Thank you, Danger. Okay, but if you have a funny story like something happened at Center Stage, like, you know, you cheer for tags, any stories for the Atlanta Boys or something like that, if you've dissed Jared in the Impact Zone, if you're like getting on Yokozuna and chanting USA and he like broke character and said, "Can't you people chant something else?" And you start chanting at him, you fat, you know.
Or took dance lessons from Alex Wright.
That or took a dance lesson. Yeah, if something like that happened.
Das Wunderkind.
Das Wunderkind. If you, shut up. If you went out and did that, send it to us at store.
Or you've been to a show, you told the referee, please turn the air conditioning on because we're all burning up.
Funny wrestling stories, indie or big league, or TNA or WWE or whatever, send it to us, stories@distorotomy.com. We're going to put some of them up on the website. A lot of people don't understand wrestling humor. I love it. And, hey, who knows? Maybe we'll get to do something and it'll look better eventually. We'll be able to enjoy
it. Coming to Christmas, 1001 Mark Danger pose book.
Shut up. Danger's also trying to put over his Danger pose still. Okay.
Danger pose with a bunch of illegal Mexicans. Danger pose at a car wash. Danger pose at a strip club.
And yes, a copy of the danger pose is
danger
now.
Danger pose while crime pounds,
carjacking somebody.
Carjacking somebody. Oh, speaking of carjacking, yeah. Psychosis. What is it with wrestlers and carjacking? I mean, you got Psychosis, Public Enemy.
Lolo looks like Psychosis should have been a member of Crime Time. Oh god, this is probably one of our longest shows yet, and it's like we've been totally off the page and all over the place. Okay, we're approaching 50 something minutes. Thank you for wasting an hour of your time that you will never get back listening to our driveling nonsense. We've enjoyed doing this. Hopefully you enjoyed as well. Sorry we ain't been around for a while. We will try to correct that. Once again, the living icon, Mark Danger, we're doing the poll for him. Is Danger gay or not gay? Who knows?
Danger's not gay. Danger likes kitty cats.
So, we're not going to discuss...
Hairless cats, hairy cats, moderate shaving cats.
Danger's discussing bestiality. Send me what you think Danger's sexual preference is to congadave@yahoo.com. It's really nothing we're going to do with it. I'm just humored to see what you think because the man's in my house and I really don't know what to think right now. Also, if you have a funny story about wrestling or about fans or whatever, something that happened, wrestlers, fans, anybody this is open to you, send it. stories@itsstillrowtome.com. Also,
it's getting towards Christmas, and if you had a chance to give a present to any wrestler, what would you give them?
Don't give them anything that Mark Foley would. Okay. Also, go away. We're not going to talk about members of the Naval Academy. All right. This continues to get worse past the 51-minute mark. Once again, thanks to everybody who's listening. Thanks to Erwin who actually has enjoyed this show and said, hey, do another show. Because we've been working on it. We hadn't had a lot of time lately.
Not as bad as Georgia Tech got their ass kicked.
Thanks. Will you stop it if you're a Georgia Tech fan? Danger's a Georgia fan. We do apologize. Don't send an email to that. Send it to Danger. Danger, what's your email address?
It is markendangerment@hotmail.com.
markendangerment@hotmail.com. Notice he remembered that, but not the name of the gentleman sitting beside him at the pay-per-view. Keep that in mind, too. Also, my email address is congadave@yahoo.com, and our website, and I got to do this because I listen to Tom Likens today, is the same as her name, davewillswrestling.com or itsstillrowtome.com. Be sure you're listening to all the great stuff, worldwrestlinginsanity.com, dragonkingwrestling.com, canvaschronicle.com, and, of course, Wrestling Informer Weekly, which hopefully I'll be back on coming up. Power Lord, we got one more show in the books. Hopefully this is as entertaining as yours, and hope you have a great weekend, everybody. For the Lickin' Mark Danger.
Danger!
And for Psychosis and Crime Time and Greg Gagne, whatever he's doing, and Jimmy Garvin, who like worked for like... What? Jimmy Garvin would like work for like five days for WWE and left. Well, hey, PSAs, I'll work for Vince for 5 days. No, I won't. Get Danger a 5-day job and get him a Legends contract. That sounds great to me. But for that and for any other thing Mexican-wise with the death of Antonio Pena, we sing condolences.
I'm going back to Mexico!
Stop that. You're killing somebody's ear.
Oh, I forgot. I brought you back a taco, but I ate it.
Shut up. For everybody, we're getting out of here. I got to take Danger home.
Chihuahua didn't make it through customs.
He's got to dry his clothes and get out of my house. All right. For the Living Icon, Mark Danger, I'm Dave Wills saying we appreciate it. And keep tuning in to the Dave and Danger Show. We will see you a lot sooner than the last time. Have a great one. Bye.